A Milwaukee newspaper reported last week that Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer is unhappy about an action taken by Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker. Walker's a former Republican state representative. He's still a member of the GOP, though he now holds a nonpartisan office. Walker recently had Milwaukee County sign on to a document that basically takes Governor Doyle's side in the tribal gaming negotiating power lawsuit filed by Republican legislators. If that lawsuit prevents an expanded gaming deal between the state and the Forest County Potawatomi, the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County could lose millions of dollars in payments stemming from the Potawatomi's Milwaukee casino. Walker says his county needs the money.
Our interest in that case was specific to the fact that in the worst-case scenario, which is one of the options a court would have, they would not only pull back on the expansion that the governor allowed for in his current compacts, it actually would repeal the things back in the 90s that Governor Thompson and the previous county board and city council had approved, which would cost both the city and the county nearly $4 million a year.
Walker was on vacation much of last week and missed some angry calls from Republican lawmakers. Walker emerged on Friday to join Democratic Governor Doyle on another project, a financial plan to help Midwest Airlines. But Walker says he's not changing to the Democratic Party.
No. What this probably, hopefully, proved more than anything else is that the bottom line is my interest isn't Republican or Democrat, and when push comes to shove, my interest is in protecting Milwaukee County taxpayers.
Especially when Walker goes before those taxpayers in an election next spring. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.